and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine, where we dissect all of the biggest and best showbiz stories of the week. I'm Lucy Ford, and I'm joined by Charlotte Oliver.
Hi.
And Ruby Norris.
Hello.
So just to explain, this comes out every Friday, and for all the celeb gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for all the breaking news that you need. But to start with today, of course, we're going to go with Love Island.
What else?
Okay, so I started Love Island a week late because holiday and it killed.
That's no excuse.
It killed me. I was 8 hours ahead, and so when I was waking up, everyone else was just tweeting about Love Island.
Tap, tap, tap on their keyboard about Love Island.
I thought that it would be too late to get into it, but
no, it's never too late.
It changes so much. Like, you could literally miss like 3 weeks worth of it.
I mean, I wouldn't want to miss 3 weeks of it.
No, yeah. No, but one would.
You know, dire circumstances.
Exactly.
Of course,
I mean, every day is just like a whole new drama.
I know, the first episode I watched, I was like live tweeting it like it's been my thing forever.
Yeah. And last year, I thought, oh, that's it. It's reached its epic status.
It's peaked.
How can it possibly? Yeah, I'll do it. But already, like, you know, I find myself watching it at home, talking about it as soon as I get to the office, hearing it from all corners of the office, like looking forward to my spoiler updates that I get sent from ITV.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
That's like the highlight of my day is getting the TX7.
And sometimes they don't send them and it's very frustrating.
It is the new, you know, like, oh, isn't the weather awful now? You come in, you're like, oh, anyone watch Love Island?
It's Love Island season.
It's such a like small talk.
It unites the country.
It does. Yes. But then people have been divided about whether it's better than last series or not. Like some of the celebs are like, oh, this year's so boring.
Give them time.
Give them time.
Because I think it's always boring in the beginning until you like amp up
and
the drama.
And also have like a weird loyalty to like the series before. It's like, no one's ever going to beat that. And then they come in as actually.
Yeah. Okay, so all the drama, I mean, in the like last few days that I've watched, there's been like the most drama.
Yeah.
It's been
but
crazy.
The most has been between Alex, Eyal and Megan.
Yes.
The love triangle.
So it's classic sort of bad, bit dodgy guy and then the really nice guy. And, you know, Megan's, you know, dilemma. Who am I going to choose?
Megan's choice.
I mean, so Alex is the doctor who is, you know, the very nice straight-laced chap. He actually is really, really winding me up.
He's a bit creepy, I think.
Do you know what? I agree. I was saying upstairs that I think everyone loves him because he's been rejected. Yeah. But when he's given his chance with a girl, he's going to really piss me off.
He's got personality as well. He's boring.
We just love an underdog, don't we? So we always get behind the underdog.
But I just feel like he doesn't bring anything else to the game at all. There's nothing remotely quirky or interesting. And, you know, she says, oh, I can't decide. But she's kissing the face off Al.
Yeah.
It's kind of obvious where she's heading. And he's just like, oh, can I pull you aside for a chat? Can I have a chat? It's just a bit embarrassing for him.
His chat with her, as of time of recording, was last night, which was like my favourite moment ever when the boys distracted Al
by talking
about astronomy.
That
was epic.
And then his chat with Megan was like so horrible and uncomfortable to watch.
It was very desperate.
It was so like, I don't know, it just felt really like uncomfortable because he was like, oh, don't you think this was really like desperate? Don't you think he was coming on too strong? It's like, dude, don't you think you're coming on too strong?
And don't you think you should make different choices for him? He's like, he's lecturing her like a dad.
He's totally like, mansplaining
her. Yeah, and if you want, you know, to get a girl, I think the last thing you do is actually like be so clingy.
She's just come out and say, you know what, Alex, you're a nice guy, but I fancy Al more. Like,
he should just be like, okay, I'm going to play the game a bit. Yeah. Like, let Al be a couple with her, but I'm going to sort of like, you know, flirt or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead, he has to make these like
really awkward chats.
Yeah. And I don't like it.
Also, he's paired up with Samira, who's like the other one in the villa who like has maybe been a bit like not rejected, but like she hasn't found her band yet. We like her because she's like, well, until I find someone, I'm just going to stick it out with this mate.
Yeah,
whereas,
I think
like,
she's
any
cool.
girl that comes in, Alex is like, I must have her. Even if he doesn't fancy her. All the boys are so like,
they're such dogs.
They're such dogs. Like, literally, they're like, ready
to
pounce.
What do we think about Adam? Like, really, I want to just slap him around the face every time his greasy hair appears on screen.
Adam. Okay, I was really, really angry at Adam until he thought up the amazing.
Yeah, I know. Now he's like the best thing ever.
I know,
we're so fickle. It's like, Adam's the devil. And it's like, actually,
even Al, the night before last night at the time of recording was when he sort of stuck his oar in and thought, you know what, I'm not gonna let Alex get her, I like her too. I thought, actually, good on you, mate, like you're playing the game because that's what you're there for, you're there to find someone. But then when he snogged her face off in front of him, I was just like, how old are you? Like, that's really pathetic. So I waver whether I think he's a douchebag or not.
I think it's very smart editing.
It is. I know the power is in the editing.
It's all good.
I think the issue is that I expect way too much from these guys who, like, they're not that bright.
Oh, no. And they're very young as well. Like, I mean, I know I sound very patronising, but they are, like, literally 20.
Yeah. Like, they look so much older.
I know. It's very... Wes, how he's 20, I don't
he
know.
He is not.
He is an old, old man.
Okay, so who are our favourites?
Danny and Jack.
100%. I mean, they're going to win, aren't they?
I hope so.
Like Wes and Laura.
I do like.
I think Laura is a real babe.
So do
she's
I.
grown on me at first.
Yeah,
I
thought
Laura.
She was very sort of Blair.
Yeah. Bland.
But she's actually really interesting. And Wes is really interesting. And together, they actually do really like each other.
Yeah.
I like that Laura called out Adam for just being a little shit because I think that Rosie did the like drama of calling him out, but like, she didn't really make any sense. Like, I could not understand
a
single thing.
She was a glass in hand.
Yeah.
She was like slurring.
It was very emotional.
Yeah. Whereas Laura, I think, told him like properly, like, by the way, you were a dick.
Yeah, it was mature, and she was so right as well. What she said is like, you make girls paranoid.
Yeah.
Which is so true because then he complains like, oh, they're really clingy, they're really paranoid. But he's doing it. He is the worst kind of guy that like makes you just feel so insecure.
Yeah. So I think Rosie was like, I can only imagine if you have no one else to chat to and all you have to think about is the guy that's making you feel shit, then you're going to be, like, manic.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was a bit unhinged, but then I actually spoke to KD McDermott, who was on the show a few years ago. It's coming out in the mag next week. And she says Rosie was completely right, like, justified. I would have gone even worse. You don't understand what it's like in there. It's so intense.
Yeah.
We're so paranoid. You know, we think we're with this guy and then we immediately see him, like, flirting with someone else, like we can't handle our emotions.
It's all they have in there.
Yeah,
they don't have phones. They don't have anything to distract them.
Yeah, so I guess I sort of see where
you can see why they get so
frustrated. Also, they're sleeping with them every night, so it must be really
it's very intense.
Weird.
Yeah.
So we actually do a weekly show recapping Love Island for Heat online called Love Island Under the Duvet, and we've had Montana on this week, chatting about it.
I want to know who she rates. She must think Ayal's a, you know...
I mean, I don't trust anyone who doesn't think Ayal's a complete douche. We have to just watch and find out.
Yeah,
exactly. Tune in.
But it's cool because we get all the like weekly updates from...
insider goss.
Yeah, insider goss of all the celeb reactions. I've just like well and truly given into the fact that I have no social life.
No.
Like, but isn't it so refreshing? Like, you just don't have to make plans. Exactly. Like, and you don't have to look nice. You could just spend your evenings.
And it's like, last night I was feeling a bit guilty. Like, oh, I should have been a bit more productive with my evening. Like, I should have gone for a run or something. And then I was like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. I had plans anyway.
But it's funny because when I watch it, you know, I'm sort of... I'm faffing a bit or I'm cooking or whatever I'm doing. Yesterday I was watching it with my sister. So I was talking over it because you comment on what you're watching. Surely it's one of those shows, you know. She keeps shushing me. Shush, I'm trying to watch. I'm trying to concentrate. I'm like, wow, how do you need to concentrate so much on
Love Island?
Like
The Wire.
Yeah, exactly. It was like she was trying to follow the plot.
Feeling the pressure when you know how Heat World, we live tweet it and it's like, oh, we take it in turns to like, tweet and find memes, and when you're watching it, you're like, "Oh my god, this would be such a good meme for the thing." You're like looking through, then you miss. You're missing.
I don't get how people do it so fast.
It's very stressful. Yeah. And then, like when you see people hashtag Love Island, there's like memes and memes and memes and tweets like coming through every second. You're like, "Oh my god, how are people this quick?
Really
to respond?"
People who make memes are the real geniuses of the internet.
The unsung heroes.
They're going to take over the world for sure. Well, we would like to know how everyone else feels about Love Island. The thing that I like about Love Island is by the time that we record this next week, our opinions massively will have changed and we'll be like, oh, EL's amazing. And like,
Alex is a douche.
Okay, moving on. Some shock news that we got this week. Louis Walsh is not returning to the X Factor. And then to add to that, Robbie Williams and his wife, Ida Field, are rumoured to be taking his judging place or taking a judging spot.
Yeah, a spot.
I feel like this Louis Walsh not coming back to X Factor was like the like most hushed up news.
Do you think? I just think it's not really that much of a big deal.
I think maybe, I don't know. I feel like that's generally how I feel about the X Factor anyway. Like,
yeah,
I'm just not fussed.
That's me too. I really don't care.
But I don't know, because he's just been hanging on for so long.
Yeah.
And it's always like, what dirt does Louis have on Simon that they keep bringing
him
back?
He was just sort of dead weight eventually. Well, I mean, Simon tried to get rid of him when he got brought in Brian Friedman. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
No. And then he had to bring Louis back.
Halfway through, like, sorry, I made a mistake.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Louis was like, I've got the the receipts.
Yeah, exactly. I get the receipts. So I think he fully believes that he's not coming back. He still thinks he's going to sneak probably in halfway through.
He's like, right, camping Simon, out yeah, he's already.
Like, you'll need me eventually.
I mean, he said, like, he in his statement, it's like, you know, I've decided to leave. Well, no.
Why? What else has he got going on?
Ireland's Got Talent. He's staying with Ireland's Got Talent.
I didn't even realise that was a thing.
Yeah, no, I didn't realise it was a thing either. But that's all apparently what he's focusing on.
All of his boy bands have broken up.
Mm.
Yeah, he's a bit passé.
It's an end of an era, really, isn't it?
But I'm guessing he's made loads of money, so maybe he doesn't have to work. Hopefully he's invested it well.
On the property ladder early, maybe.
I hope so. We always get really stressed when people lose their jobs.
Do you know what? I'm not worried about Louis Walsh. He'll be fine. He will do fine.
I'm sure.
He's richer than I will ever be.
Yeah,
so
and he's
like,
always
I don't
got
know why
Shane
I'm worried.
Richie to hang out with, so he'll be fine.
His pal.
What do we make of... Okay, so the reason Robbie and Ida are apparently going to be doing it together is because Sharon is not doing the auditions.
Okay.
She's just doing the live shows.
So they need two people for the auditions.
And then just bugger off.
See you later. Done all the work.
Or her and Robbie will share a seat for the live shows.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have a half penny in each. I mean, the Robbie Williams thing, obviously, that's a massive
coup. Yeah, that
coup.
Makes sense, I reckon.
I can't help but feel that it's a sort of, you know what, if you want me, you're going to have to take the wife. I feel like it was one of those situations.
Really?
Because. What is she? She's quite charismatic, I guess.
She's unlike loose women. I guess, like...
But she's done nothing in the music biz. Like, she's an actress.
But does that... I just feel like that is not even necessary.
Yeah, I
know. I
agree.
It's true.
Like, no one ever... on past judging panels.
Yeah.
Cheryl Cole's opinion on... Cheryl Cole, gosh, that's old.
Well, she is, isn't she, again?
Cheryl something.
Cheryl. I think Cheryl tweeted.
See, I don't know. Like, it was never like Nicole Scherzinger was like, the way that you'd like hit this.
But Danny Minogue was just so knowledgeable.
Yeah, Danny Minogue was the real oracle of it.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't care. Is the thing.
I just
feel like nothing can refresh the X Factor because the X Factor is boring as a construct.
Yeah.
The show is pretty standard. We have like so many talent shows now. We know how it goes. I didn't even realise that Britain's Got Talent was on, let alone that it finished.
Although I do prefer that to X Factor.
But then I just feel like it's just such a standard, like, it's just a formulaic pattern now. Like, we get the the odd novelty one, and then there's like fake outrage when someone leaves, and then they go and do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, where are Raksu?
Oh, I know, but their song was good.
I guess they are recording an album, but I just feel like they haven't earned people's love. Like, they're not...
Yeah.
I don't know. If they come back, it's so much harder to come back after, like... I mean, Matt Terry.
Who's been dropped again.
Has he?
Did you see his music video with Montana, speaking of?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my gosh. It was so cringe.
Weren't they, like, a thing for a while?
Well, they were rumoured to be in the video.
No.
But in the video, like, he's really obsessed with her, and he's her booty call, and she's such, like, a player, and it's just so, like... They just do not.
There are lots of fire emojis on Instagram.
Honestly, when I interviewed Matt Terry, and this is, I'm sure he's a lovely person, but I just feel like X Factor gives you a lobotomy. Like, brainwashed into saying the same thing all the time. They won't say anything controversial.
It's one word answers.
No, it's the Simon Cowell machine.
It's psycho and like. They've got a sniper on them.
A red dot.
I was like, what do you think of Honey G? This is obviously when we cared about Honey G. And he was like, she just works so hard. Yeah. And it's like, no, oh my God, that's not
like,
what
do you
that's
really think about
want.
It? She's just like a really good X Factor contestant.
Yeah. And she's just like, she's just like the mum of the group. I do find it hard to care about X Factor anymore. I think it just needs to go away.
Do you think? I think, yeah,
it's
you're a,
it's
right,
like
maybe.
Diminishing return.
Do you know what? If anyone can save it, surely it's Robbie. So
I do love Robbie.
I think he'd be funny. I think he'd be a good mentor.
So time will tell. Like, I mean, I think initially at least it will boost the rating.
Is Dermot
slightly.
Still doing his thing? Do we know?
They haven't announced that yet. I mean,
they
sure
can't get rid of Dermot again.
Although Deck is, you know, making his move.
Deck
making
is making moves as a solo artiste.
Who knows? Deck could save the whole thing.
Maybe. I'll try and care.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair.
We'll assess this later. Like, isn't it late August it comes back?
I have no idea.
We'll assess the situation then.
No, they've started auditions
yeah,
already.
Yeah, but we don't see them.
Exactly. Okay. So, I guess we'll see whenever it comes out. Moving on, Ariana Grande is rumoured to be engaged after 1 month. It's not really rumoured anymore. Like,
she's engaged.
Yeah.
She's engaged.
She's flaunting a ring. She's confirming it more or less on Twitter all the time. So I have questions about, I don't believe it's a month. I think they've been dating a lot longer.
Or while she was still with the other one.
But I think
there's a crossover on her part.
Yeah.
And not, because it was also, he was in a long-term relationship.
Right.
But I think that they'd broken up before.
Okay.
And I think I read a really good article on Refinery 29. Sorry to... but they'd gone in...
On what?
I'll bleep that out. Yeah. They had gone in on the, like, details.
Oh, really?
And it was just like...
Get me some of that.
Someone went to Pete Davidson's, like, stand-up show at, like, a university in April, and he was like, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend.
Oh.
And like he didn't say a name.
They were supposed to be still together,
but maybe he was with Ariana. And then everyone's like, is this the kind of like public declaration of someone who of two people who have just got together, or two people who are finally allowed to like publicly declare?
Allowed to be together.
Finally allowed to like show
then,
the world.
Why did she wait so long to break up with Mac Miller?
Oh, I don't think
maybe
it she
had
I think they broke
abuse.
Up before. Yeah, and he's a bit of a troubled soul, isn't he?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I think it was like they did their public
had to
breaking
be sort
up.
Of delicate with the whole
and
thing.
And she was still like, he's my best friend. I love him. He's so great. But like, he can't be together.
Cassie was like, Cassie David Instagrammed a picture of her and Pete. On like the 9th of May or something, saying BFFs, and everyone was like, oh, maybe they are just friends. So who knows?
A forbidden romance.
But I'm actually really happy for it.
I quite like it.
I mean, their Instagram comments to each other are cringe as
hell. I mean, it just, they're still young, even if they have been together a longer time. I mean,
I think when I say a longer time, I think it's probably like 2 months longer.
In Hollywood, that's like 10 years.
Yeah. And I just think, I'm quite happy. I like Pete Davidson. I think he's quite hilarious. Funny. And I think that Ariana deserves the world. I love her so much.
But do you think she does like to take on guys with, you know, a little bit of baggage? Like, he has been open about his problems in the past, Pete, and obviously Mac Miller had his too.
Maybe it's like a strength thing, though. Like people like overcoming their issues.
She likes ones who've overcome their demons.
But also, like they both have such like high profile lives. But like she has so much attention on her. She probably like quite likes a bit of a project to get her deep into.
That's true.
Yeah, completely. Like something to like
distract
her, maybe.
From all, like,
that's true.
Craziness.
I don't know. I'm just like, they seem cute.
They are so cute.
They're so in love.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just really rooting for
them. I'm just really happy for them.
Anything Ariana Grande does at the moment, I've never been an Ariana Grande fan, and then she released that song. I guess One Love Manchester kind of changed it for me.
Yeah,
but
no, she did, like, had layers.
When she did No Tears Left to Cry, I was like, oh my God, this is the best song I've ever heard.
So many feelings.
I hope it works out. I always hope they work out. Even like, do you remember when like, Courtney Stodden married Doug Hutchison.
Well, that was a long-standing union.
Good luck to them.
That went on for a good while. I mean, she was, you know, she was literally
like 6 years.
She was a preteen, and now she's like a woman, and it was all that time that they were together.
She's also released a song called Me Too, which
is so dog.
Well, I guess we're all... There's no conflict here, because I think like we all wanted to work out.
Hoping for you.
Okay, moving on. We've got a mag exclusive this week from Chloe Ferry and Sam. Do you say Gowland or Goland?
I'd say Gowland.
Yeah, Goland sounds not good. Chloe Ferry and Sam Gowland from Geordie Shore / Sam is from last year's Love Island.
Yeah, he was on Love Island.
Talking about their insane surgery.
Oh my gosh. The photo shoot was Barbie and Ken. And
Obviously.
And so Chloe's just had, I mean, she's been having surgery for years, but she's just had her latest overhaul. She's had another boob job. She's had a nose job again.
How are her boobs on her body if she's having
I know. And also the nose too. Like, I mean,
thought you couldn't have more than like one nose job. I thought it was like really dangerous.
Her nose is going to cave in.
I mean, the way she spoke to me about her boobs, it was actually quite frightening. She was saying how they used to look like those balloon knots. You know, and they were just like really like, and I was just like, oh, that's a bit graphic. And then she was saying, now that like they're amazing, they look like baby's toes. I was like,
well, her nipples.
So did she get a boob job or a nipple job?
I think she got both.
She got. It was like a corrective
boob overhaul.
Yes,
but surely
spring clean.
Surely getting like insane surgery on your nipples just makes them really numb.
Yeah.
What is the point? Like, you're just taking any feeling away from your body. Yeah. I don't know. It just
I wonder if she has feeling anywhere.
Yeah.
She's literally plastic.
Her fingertips.
Yeah.
Plastic.
And she's very happy with it. Like, you know, I would have thought there would be some sort of maybe regret somewhere. Oh my God, have I gone too far? She loves it. And I said, what do you think? What do you feel about, you know, looking at you 3 years ago when you were, what, like 19, 20? She's like, oh, I hate it. I can't bear to see myself then. She was a nice,
so
pretty,
sad.
Natural girl.
Yeah, that's a sad thing.
Yeah.
I think fair enough, like, do what you want, change your body however you want, but to have such bad feelings for yourself at such a young age, like, surely you should realise that you're just...
But then...
Because also at 19, like, I look so different at 19.
Yeah, you don't
know
what you're going to look like. It's
different
crazy.
A week from a week ago.
But what's crazy is...
A tough week.
She says in the article, I love looking like a blow-up sex doll. Like, that is her... aim to look like. But then Sam, her boyfriend's like, yeah, every lad loves a fake look.
Yeah, I did not agree
with
this.
If any lad
comment.
Says they're lying.
I hate when people speak on behalf of a whole gender.
Fair enough.
That pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's just so far from the truth.
Fair enough, but he can say what he likes.
I think it's so different for anyone who's like vaguely in the public eye because I think it'd be really weird. Like when you see people like, if you see Chloe in person, we would be like, oh my God, that's so insane because we don't see anyone who looks like that.
But in their world, they all look like that.
But they all look like that. So maybe it's like,
I know,
conditioned.
I think a competition between them as well, like who can have like the most surgery, who can.
But they look like those, especially Geordie Shore. Yeah. I feel like Geordie Shore literally, like it's getting harder and harder to tell them apart.
Into one, don't they?
I always hate when people are like, oh, the Kardashian effect, because I think it's such a like lazy way of like
But also the Kardashians clearly have enough money to spend on it on the best.
Yeah.
They look good for it. Like,
but they did kind of like popularize this like look of like crazy contouring, straight brown hair, like insane bodies that don't exist in nature. But they're a trend. Like that didn't exist before and it's not gonna exist in 10 years' time.
You know, you go on Instagram and Snapchat and I think it's also the fact that, you know, you're filtering your face and then they want to look like they're filtered.
Yeah.
Like there isn't the reality, like we don't have that anymore. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there interviewing them. He's saying, guys love the fake look, you know, who hates natural. I'm sitting there, I'm with a scrap of makeup on. I'm like, oh my God, you must literally think I'm a troll right now. This is awkward. But then I said to him, would you have surgery? He's like, and she goes, no, it's weird if guys have surgery. It's like,
oh my God!
This
makes me so sad.
Yeah, it was very strange.
I like to think that most people are kind of not feeling that way.
No,
which
and
I
also
think
they're
that,
all
like,
attracted
kind of
to like each other in their weird incestuous. Like,
I mean, it's
TV
like Love
group.
Island.
I don't think I'd want to attract like the gaze of Sam Gowland. Yeah. To be honest with you.
What are you talking about? He's my number one crush.
Yeah,
but I mean, like everyone on Love Island looks the same. You could like put their heads on different bodies, and you wouldn't know the difference.
True.
So it's just a look that exists in like some weird round.
I know. If I watched Love Island, I would only think that girls have long hair as well.
No one has short hair.
I mean, they've all got extensions in.
Yeah,
but I find that strange. They can't even all have. Like, not one of them.
No one's got a fun
hair.
Prop.
Yeah, no one's got a pixie cut.
No one's got. Yeah, they're a bit generic.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's. I say it's signaling the end. It's definitely not because Love Island is going to be on our screens forever.
Yeah.
And finally, we have looked this week in the mag at what it really takes to get. A star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
Now, I just came back from Hollywood, guys. I want to brag. So I've got some stats about this.
Oh, okay, you can give us insider knowledge.
Yes, okay. So they do cost $40,000.
Yeah.
Stop right
to,
there.
So this is the thing, you know, when it's like, oh my God, this person has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but like Tom Cruise doesn't. It's like, yeah, because Tom Cruise doesn't want to pay $40,000. Like they have to pay for it. It's not like
but
an honour that you
so
get
funny,
given.
Yeah. Because when you imagine that it's like the surprise honour, oh, I'm so honoured. But they've literally had, not only have they had
applied.
They've applied. Like it's just that's what I found shocking.
I was not expecting this.
Yeah.
Also, it's just such a strange thing because when you actually are there, like it sounds glamorous, like the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Mm. Hollywood Walk of Fame is like gross as hell. Like it's just literally a pavement
chewing
outside, like outside, like crappy novelty souvenir shops, and like it's just like a lot of gross dirt on it.
It's just on a
it's
floor,
basically.
Apparently, the way that you'll notice, so they cost $40,000, but the way that actors especially get around that is that they'll do it when they're promoting a film, and the film company will pay for it.
Yeah,
so Chris Pratt got his during Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 press tour. So the film, so Disney paid for it, and Zoe Saldana did it for Avengers.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
it makes
Disney
sense
it.
Because they
it's publicity. Like a really big
it's publicity.
Expenses.
Well, that's, I mean, it's all PR. Like the celebrity won't even be given it if they refuse to attend the ceremony. Because George Clooney, he just didn't want to go to the ceremony. So
did he have one?
No,
because he didn't want to go.
He didn't want to get it.
George Clooney's so classy.
He's so cool.
I know,
love him.
Right? Yeah.
Mr. Cool.
And you know, and I think Julia Roberts couldn't be bothered to deal with like the paperwork.
Also, just like the $40,000 to get like a
it's
pavement
ridiculous.
Slab.
Yeah.
Just get one of those fake ones and hang it on your wall.
Like real estate.
And also, it's like you already are famous. Like.
Yeah.
If you really think your career is that disposable, like, why do you need to have one?
I kind
do you know
of feel
what I mean?
Like the thing is, because it's still got, even, you know, as you say, like, in real life, it's a bit gross with chewing gum. It's still got the aura of being like, oh, aura, I'm so it, by the way. it's still got the idea of, you know, being quite aspirational.
Yeah,
and, you know,
it's like a milestone,
so
I
so
think,
if you can't
people.
Get an Oscar, which, let's be honest, like, a lot of like
few and far between these days.
It's kind of that. It's that little tick. That
you're
can
always
do.
Gonna be there. But then it's like Trump's got one.
Ugh,
Bill Cosby's got one.
Do you want to be like imagine getting the spot next to Trump?
Yeah.
Like,
and also, actually, I find it a bit tacky that a lot of like fair enough that Mickey and Minnie have obviously. But
yeah,
got, like,
who paid for that?
Disney, I guess.
But
Disney
then you've
just
got,
shelling
but
it
then
out.
You've got like Shrek. Like, I don't know why Shrek
is an icon of our generation.
And like, yeah, and Kermit.
Again, Kermit. But no, it is weird. Like, I mean, I say that. I was like absolutely in love with the fact that NSYNC got one recently.
Yeah.
That is, yeah. Because I love that NSYNC got one before Justin Timberlake.
And also Disney Child before Beyonce. Oh, Beyonce doesn't have one still.
Maybe they're like, you've already got one.
Yeah, exactly.
Double the money now, 80 grand.
But what I thought this was interesting as well. There's only one that isn't actually on the floor. It's on the wall. And that is Muhammad Ali's, because he converted to Islam in the 1960s. And he refused to have people walking over the name of the Prophet Muhammad. So they allowed it to be on the wall.
That is so interesting.
That's quite cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I don't know. Apparently, okay, so I'm surprised with this. Brad Pitt's never even been nominated for one. Brad Pitt. Although, having said that, I mean, Brad Pitt is like a superstar,
a celeb,
obviously.
Yeah,
but like, what is he in that's incredible other than Ocean's 11?
That's true, actually.
I don't know.
I think we tend to like forget that they're not just like big celebrities. It's people that have actually like done great films sometimes.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio as well.
Oh, Leo, he deserves everything.
He
should have got one when he wasn't getting an Oscar.
Yeah.
But now they should make a whole strip of Leonardo DiCaprio.
For all the times he was nominated.
Every character.
I mean, I have to admit, I do find it more exciting, the handprints in The Man's 20 Sitter.
Oh, yeah.
Because that means you're like connecting to them a bit more, I feel.
But I went and I was like, I don't understand anyone's handwriting.
Yeah.
I was like, who am I looking at?
Yeah.
Oh, they sign it as well.
They sign it like in the cement. So it's like, they all have bad handwriting.
It's
also, it's gross because everyone's putting their hands on it.
Yeah.
Also, again, sorry, I'm not being like, I was in LA. But I was in LA. And Man's Chinese Theatre is like really gross as well.
Yeah, it's
not a very nice
when you're
place,
there, isn't it?
It's not a very, I don't know, considering it's like the elite of where like the most famous and rich people live, it's not very nice. Anyway.
Not impressed, are you?
I mean, I would live there in a heartbeat.
Hated LA, it was gross.
Hated it, send me
never
back immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, well that is it from We're Obsessed With this week. Just to remind you, it comes out every Friday. For all the showbiz gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. Bye.
And don't forget to watch the Under the Duvet.
Oh, yes.
Heatworld's Under the Duvet.
Plug that.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.